Adigo operator.
Joined. Joined.
Danny.
Joined.
Darlene.
Joined.
Cheryl.
Joined.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Sebastian, how are you, Cheryl?
Good, thank you, Sebastian. Yourself?
That's okay, that's okay.
Beau Bendler.
Joined.
Hi, Beau. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi. Now, you're not on our chat, so we need to join you. So you're not on Skype yet, is that right, or is it just I haven't got you on my list?
Muting myself there. I've downloaded Skype on my home machine. I'm having some issues with using it on my work machine. So I kind of have to dial in when I'm in the office.
Matthias.
Joined.
Hello, Matthias.
Good evening. How are you?
Thank you. I suppose I should take myself off away. We do tend to use the at-large summit conversation Skype alongside of the meetings, so what would be a good idea?
Gareth Sherman.
Joined.
Morning, Gareth.
Hi. Good, whatever it is.
Yes, it's morning, evening, afternoon, it's all, yes. Perhaps we should just say hello.
Yes, maybe.
Darlene, are you on the call yet?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi. Evan's status has just changed, I think, on Skype. Do you know if he's joining us?
I certainly think so. With all the back and forth I've seen today, I would think so.
Yeah, I would be surprised if he wasn't.
I'll beat him up the side of the head the next time I see him if he doesn't. Let's put it that way.
If you haven't heard otherwise, we'll give it another minute or two, that's all. Now, I do have an apology from Vanda, but I also have some input from her to raise as well, which means I should probably find that email. Are there any other apologies? Some that we know of. Matthias, are you able to capture a list of
Nick?
Attendees?
Joined.
Hello, everyone.
One second.
Hi, Nick. I was just asking if Matthias can capture a list of attendees so we don't have to do the interminable roll call.
All right. I have Sebastian Riccardi. I have Darlene. I have you, Cheryl. I have Paul Brentler. I have Cheryl Sherman.
Gareth Sherman, that's me.
Yeah. Then I have Nick Ashenhart and an unnamed participant.
You've got Danny on the call.
Hi, Danny.
Danny.
Hi, Danny.
Hi.
I have a feeling
I am sure that you make a wrong assumption.
Yes, I was about to say that, Sebastian.
it's Sebastian.
Oh, yeah, that was the same problem last time.
I will say it's the usual.
Yeah, I get it.
And
I'll
my
change
name
your name.
Is Bacholet, and it's not Sebastian.
It's the telephone operator. I don't know how to do it.
Yeah, they're thinking of La Corallo, really.
All right.
Pero,
like I said last week, too many Sebastians.
Sí, pero puedo hablar español como Sebastián, pero es mejor si los hacemos en francés. So Sebastián le français, the French Sebastian.
All right, it's noted.
Okay. Well, we might just wait till Evan comes in. As I say, I have an apology from Banda. We usually get some people from Lac Rallo. I'm a little surprised they haven't joined us yet, but we shall see. So I don't see Sylvia, and I'm expecting Wolf. I don't see Sylvia online yet. Gareth, you're pretending not to be online, apparently.
I haven't signed in here. I'm looking at the at large summit conversation on Skype, if that's what you're referring to.
That's what I mean. For some reason, I know, you just don't want to share your details with me. Well, I shall sulk until you do.
There we are.
I recommend that you not allow her to sulk for long.
Yeah, it's probably a good idea.
It's no fun.
Oh, that, you make me sound petulant and difficult.
No, it's just no fun. It's much more fun to actually interact with you than to avoid you.
Oh, very diplomatic. Nicely done. Okay. As you can see, I'm not sulking now. Right, okay. Well, even in the absence of Evan, who I'm sure will be joining us shortly, let us move on through the inevitable introduction and welcome. And I think the introduction is, from me, it's actually really nice to see more activity on the list. Thank you very much. Obviously, we need to further our conversations about what's been happening on the list here today. But the first point of business for this morning, evening, and afternoon, depending on where you are, is to quickly go over the
left
16 minutes. She's obviously going to call Evan, and I'm sure she'll be back. The summary minutes from 21 June is the wrong one. She has too many meetings open. From 13th May. And when my machine finally boots up, I take most of you have had the time to go over this. the any points anybody would like to raise. I do need to, I think, revisit the matters of the Paris agenda, and I would have hoped that we would have some feedback from the presentation subgroup, and that I will ask, do we need to pursue the sponsorship question anymore? My personal view is no, we can do that in the PrepCom, but we should note that we do now have our PrepCom planned for Saturday evening within the at-large Paris agenda.
Darlene?
Joined.
Hi, Darlene. We figured you'd be back. We're just doing the summary minutes. And that the public session is now in the at-large Paris agenda. That is correct, Nick. I must say I haven't checked the at-large Paris agenda or just the plain Paris agenda for probably a couple of days, but it is now reflected there. Is that correct, Nick?
A good question. Let me look.
If not, it needs to be.
Yeah, I'll just make sure that I'm not lying if I say yes.
Yes, okay. Well, while you make sure that that is the case, it'll be the case by the time we finish the summary minutes, if it's not. Do we need to revisit the sponsorship question? My personal view is it's something to be done at PrepCom, but I will open that to the meeting. What do you think?
I agree, Cheryl, with you.
Okay. Thank you, Sebastian. Which brings us to the presentation subgroup. Basically moving to matters arising after we hear if, unfortunately, we don't have Bruce or Sylvia on the call. Danny, you had indicated you'd be happy to help with the design on flyers. Have either Rudy or Sylvia or anyone contacted you in any way?
No, they have not.
Okay, so we need to follow up on that. Presentation sub must get on to Danny. And I think Evan probably would have had some input into that as well, but we'll check when he gets here. Okay, any other matters anybody feels was missed in the summary minutes? If not, we'll assume that that is a true and accurate record.
It's Wolf. I have a question.
Oh. Welcome, Wolf. Sorry, I didn't hear you come in.
Okay. Regarding the questionnaire, I think it would be desirable if the questionnaire for the content working group could be distributed among the ALSs before Paris.
Well, Wolf, you have given us the perfect segue into the action items, which seems to me, other than the matter we've just covered in terms of the flyers, which we need to get back on to Rudy and Sylvia, and I suspect possibly Evan.
Evan.
Joined.
It's me.
Hi, Evan.
Hi.
But everything else on action items does tend to rely on staff, and the first one is the questionnaires are still pending. So, staff, the questionnaires
yes.
are still pending.
Yes, and I've finished, I've divided them in half, and I've mostly finished the one on the summit itself, you know, who's going to come and the structure of the meeting and the outcomes is largely those questions I didn't see that they would really change any. The question on the content, I'm of course trying to make them more to have the elaborations that we talked about, and it's just taken me longer simply because we have the busiest at-large schedule for any ICANN meeting ever, and it's just taking a lot of time.
Well, at least we're not malingering.
No, I'm not complaining about your level of activity. Just it's just very hard for us to manage it all.
How can we make this happen? Because it's in our best interest to ensure that it does, and as Wolf was saying.
Well, I mean, on the one hand, the first survey is the more time-sensitive one, it seems to me. You know, what do people expect from the summit and what outcomes? And, you know, the questions about the format of and structure and outcomes. The question about what subjects are discussed, it seems like those you could ask at any point, really, because, of course, those were, you know, the plan there is that they should be applicable beyond the summit, just to really provide a particularly good insight into what the community sees as important, both that are on the agenda now and, you know, forthcoming.
Well, in which case, when are we releasing the first questionnaire then?
Well, I'll send it out to you all on the list right now, but I don't see that there would be any. I mean, you could say it could be sent out in narrative form directly, actually, I think.
All right. Well, if we can perhaps have a look, those of us who are connected can have a look, and we can come back to it with a very specific discussion later in the meeting. Now, Darlene, you wish to speak on this matter?
I'm sorry, can you hear me now?
Yes, thank you. Go ahead.
I had myself muted. I was babbling away to myself. Sorry.
just everything you just said.
I was just going to say, Nick, don't take this as me going, hurry up and do it or anything like that. I was just thinking that, you know, with those questionnaires, one of them is going to be one that we're going to be using to judge whether ALSs are going to be allowed to come or not, or is it not? You know, if they reply to this, then, you know, then that'll be part of their certification to be allowed to come to the summit. So if we could get that out well in advance, like yesterday, of Paris, then that would help us with the actual budget. Okay, this is how many ALSs are going to come.
Certainly, if that is one of the criteria that you wish to use, then obviously that point is entirely relevant. But I mean, like I said, there's absolutely, you know, I think when you look at the questions, you'll say, well, you know, yeah. I mean, this is all the questions about the summit itself. So.
Okay, so that's the one you've just distributed.
I've just sent it out. I would paste it into the window, but that would be very difficult to read.
No, fair enough.
And you would no longer be able to read anything else.
All right, well, we'll pick that up and come back to basically saying get it out there before the end of the meeting, I suspect. The second part, which I think was what Wolf was raising as well in terms of content, can we be assured that we at least have hard copy of this questionnaire in our hands at Paris so that we can in fact give either the link to an electronic questionnaire or the hard copy to others who might be interested in what it is we're going to have in our content, and secondly can put in to the PrepCom meeting. Wolf, have I encapsulated what you may have been after correctly?
Yes, more or less exactly, Cheryl. I think the Paris event will be a marvelous marketing opportunity to spread the rumor that there is a questionnaire that should be filled in by as many ALS as possible. And we can urge, at least I would do it in the Uralo context, I would even dare to force anybody, you are not leaving Paris before you have filled in the questionnaire.
Excellent plan.
Frankly, I wouldn't even go that far. If a person can't be bothered to fill out a questionnaire, then we can't be bothered to fund them to go to Cairo.
Yes, this just would be another incentive.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Nobody would be surprised at my views, basically. I'm happy to take much more than just a questionnaire as a minimum criteria. The questionnaire we'll come back to once we've all had a look at what we're going to distribute probably within the next 12 to 24 hours. And secondly, we will be working with a live and available Part 2 questionnaire in Paris context. Is that correct?
Certainly. My intention is to have it, you know, considerably right. before that, actually.
Fantastic. Well, before that will just make us smile a lot more.
I mean, I would like it to be done, any remaining translations done that are required, and have it actually put up so we could, you know, because, of course, the idea here is that it's available to all the members of ALS as well.
Exactly.
So.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. Well, if we can make sure that before we're getting on our various mechanisms of transport to go to Paris, that we can have also been marketing in our local environments, and therefore being able to log on and have meaningful input while we're discussing things in Paris, that would be extraordinarily valuable. So we're looking at having that as a possibility this week. She says putting more pressure on you, but really not having any choice.
I certainly. No, it's fine. It's okay to put pressure. I mean, I actually feel really guilty. I feel really bad.
Good, good. I like it when you feel guilty.
Yeah.
Guilty. Any hours of Jamie.
I really do.
I have no problem working with guilt.
No, I know you don't. I know.
It doesn't bring out any empathy in me at all. More the I smell blood and I go for it rather than the other way around. Fantastic. So we're looking at the questionnaires closing off in this next 4 to 5 days and one going out in the next 12 to 24 hours. The sliding scale you did distribute. Do we have any discussion on that?
Pardon?
The sliding scale with a different ALS participation level that was distributed?
That wasn't distributed. I don't think it was tasked to anybody specifically, but if you want, I'll do it if you want.
In fact, it was tasked to staff, and I had assumed it was distributed.
I don't remember getting it.
I distributed a spreadsheet with the various different scenarios in it.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, I don't.
Is that what you meant?
That's what I meant. I just thought perhaps I'd been in a fugue state somewhere, and I thought I'd had a copy of that.
Because, yeah, I mean, people have made references to some of the tabs on that spreadsheet, I think.
Actually, if you're talking about today, Evan and I were working off of an old spreadsheet. I have never seen one with the different percentages, like 60%, 80%, 100%.
Oh, yeah, it's not, that stuff is not on there. If I'm meant to do that, I can do that.
Okay, yeah, well, I think that's really important that we do.
Okay, yeah, I can do that. I can certainly do that.
Can that come out in fairly short time?
Yeah, no, I can do that in, like, the next day or something. It's not that hard to do.
Okay.
Because there's already like 4 scenarios in there, so I can use them as sort of the input.
Okay.
And the cost of the meeting rooms is sort, you can sort of do it by that.
Yes, well, that's the whole purpose of being able to...
Because, I mean, they have a price per person for the meeting rooms, but then at some point you change to a different size room, and I think that changes the actual numbers. But, I mean, you know, close enough.
Sure, indeed. And I'm assuming that we're not going to have the situation that happened in Delhi. I assume the people in Cairo are not going to extort ICANN on additional rooms and putting up tents and things.
I couldn't begin to tell you what the Cairo scenario is going to be. One would hope we would not go back to the tent system with the bullhorns and the traffic and the generators.
Because that would be unbelievably bad if we were to be in
I think no one wants to repeat that.
I thought that you wanted a tent in the Champs-Élysées for the meeting in Paris. It's what we tried to set up for the at-large meeting.
Look, I tell you what, perhaps we could have our prep com there, Sebastian, so we feel that we're preparing ourselves properly.
That's a place l'étoile.
Can I just say, Sebastian, I am so pleased to hear you still have a sense of humour so short a time out from...
No shit. Pardon my French.
I am so pleased you still have a sense of humour. That's fantastic. Ah, dear, you've made me smile. I'll smile for the rest of the morning on that. Thank you. while we're moving into the aspects of budget, I need to find something that Vanda has sent to me with regard to her proposal for people making the opportunity of the fellowship scheme. Can I throw open to the meeting while I find that the discussions on the budgetary aspects and costing that have been discussed on this are now discussed at this meeting? And Sebastian, while I'm coughing and choking to death here in Sydney, could you chair this for a moment, please? Thank you.
Yeah. I think the question was what was the discussion about the budget and the fact that we will not be able to use part of the budget for the fellowship program. I am sure that Vanda was trying to follow on that and see what could be done. I just tell her that was already on the website, ICANN website, that you can be that you can apply for this fellowship program. And I wanted to be sure that it's still something available. She was supposed to look at that, and maybe Cheryl, when she will come back, will tell us about that. Have you any other point of view about the budget and in addition to have different scenario that Nick will have to do and other points you want to raise?
I am back. I'm just barely breathing. So if you can continue on. Danny, I would have thought you wanted to raise some points here.
I'll be happy to jump in for a moment.
Okay, go ahead, Danny.
My primary concern was that the budget figures, as I saw them, were too high and as yet incomplete. I say incomplete because the number of ALSs listed on the prior budget document does not reflect the fact that we have new ALSs in the mix. And when I'm taking a look at the interpretation and meeting room tab, I see that, in fact, we have meeting rooms for 2 days and interpretation for 2 days. And since this is scheduled to be a 9-day event, I thought that it seemed prudent to reevaluate those figures.
May I? It's Sebastian. I think it's something a little bit strange when you say that. First of all, the budget, yes, used to be done for 100, but as we know that all the ALSs will not be there, we can always try to be as precise as the number of current ALS, but it will change in from now to Cairo. That's, I don't think that it's so big difference at the end. And the figures that are high, yes, you can't have 100 people or 110 people or 150 people coming to one place with not a large budget. I don't think that something is really missing there, because yes, it's a 9-day meeting because we want to have this summit embedded or just before or just after or whatever at the ICANN meeting, but to allow all the ALSs to participate to the overall ICANN meeting, then there are some figures with the number of nights or the number of per diem or whatever, that's on 9 days or 10 days or 9 days, I guess, on the last budget. But it's to allow the participants to the overall meeting. And it's we had 2 days of meeting. We know that ALAC will have its 1-day meeting, and the budget for that, with translation, with room, even if it's not the same size of the room, is already in the budget. And it just what it's in, I say just into brackets, of course, but we add what we need to have the summit done in addition to the rest of the life of ICANN or at large.
Sebastian, I understand your point, but 2 days' worth of interpretation out of a 9-day session does not seem to be reasonable planning. Neither
no,
is
no,
two
no, no.
days
you have
worth
the,
of meeting rooms.
You have okay. the translation done in the general session. It's outside of the at-large budget. We've scheduled to have two, maybe it will be three, but 2 days just for the summit. The rest of the day of the participation is to participate to the ICANN meeting, to go to the constituency meeting, to go to the workshop, to go to an ICANN meeting, as you know.
As I know, and I also know that the primary objection to this meeting came from the chair of the Board Finance Committee, who was already concerned that the $2.03 million set aside for the current Cairo session is the highest on record. I don't think that it's irresponsible of us to do what we can to try to bring down the numbers, perhaps by considering the possibility of reducing the number of days. We have got the Cairo session for 5 days, and yet we're proposing that I can cover 9 days' worth of expenses. I think that's somewhat excessive.
Danny, are you proposing that so that we can have a maximum involvement of those attending under the guise, or under the, not the guise, I retract that, under the banner of Summit, that we still maintain the full 5-day ICANN meeting or 4-day ICANN meeting, whichever it's going to be, but only wrap 2 days in addition to that? Is that what you're proposing?
I'm proposing that the group decide on some type of reasonable reduction in the total number of days.
Because the difference between a 7-day and a 9-day is, I agree, quite significant, and certainly looking at that as a scenario option would make a good planning alternative. What does everyone else feel about that?
It's Sebastian. I think really that we don't know today if the format of the meeting that is will be done in Paris will be the same in Cairo. We take as a basis that the meeting, the overall organization, will be done like in previously before the Paris meeting. If we decide or if we think that Cairo will be like the Paris meeting, then yes, we can have 1 day less. It's not two because you need to have people coming and people going back, I think that's something we can say, that we take as a ICANN meeting, and as example, we take the daily meeting, and it could be changed. But I would like to have the member of the ALSCs participating to be allowed to participate to the full ICANN meeting, not to say, okay, guys, you can stay 3 days more because we have just this budget. And I just want to remind you that Cairo, as a matter of fact, will be the 10th anniversary of the ICANN. And I think ICANN can afford to have a at-large summit for its 10th anniversary. And this meeting could be a little bit more expensive than any other one. And because at the end of the day, as end user, we pay the overall budget of ICANN and of all the meetings.
Absolutely. Registrant-derived funds, absolutely. Sebastian, you know I agree with that. I wondered if Evan or anybody else, Gareth, would like to comment on this now.
I don't have anything specific, unless Evan does. I certainly agree with what's just been expressed as far as this being an appropriate time for a summit meeting of all the ALSs.
Bo, if you're on Skype, just put up your hand and I'll make sure I cover your question.
unmuting myself. I don't know if this is the right just in my experience, putting on conferences, and I put on a bunch of them. I mean, I feel like I feel like we haven't really publicized what we're doing enough in order to get a lot of people to. I mean, how many people do we really expect to have in Cairo with this short a notice at this time? And what exactly are we going to? I mean, these are all questions that have come up before, but what exactly are we going to talk about? Has a call for papers gone out? I think there's a lot of substance missing at this point that concerns me, given that Cairo is really only 4 months, 5 months away.
Wolf, would you care to respond to that?
Yes. I think it's always, to me, a bit difficult to discuss about unforeseeables. As Darlene mentioned on the list, and as far as Sebastian mentioned, repeated as well, I think if we have to count with 100% attendance in Cairo, then we really would have a budget problem. But I'm not as optimistic as that from a participation point of view, and from a budget point of view, I think it would be quite realistic to count with a percentage of participation in between 60 and maximum 70%. And I think if we take this into consideration, then the figures that we can count with are much lower.
How many people is that? How many people do we expect to be there?
It's a good question, but I would say it's a maximum in between 60 and 70.
A little, not quite double our current loading of travellers would be my best guesstimate.
Okay. I mean, if we're comfortable with that, I'm just afraid that that sort of what will wind up making a case for the summit being held too early in the life of the at-large. In other words, we'll have this thing and we'll spend all this money on it, and there won't be enough of a representative showing to make a dent in, what we want to do. But that's just you can't predict it, but that's just a concern that I raise.
Oh, it's Darlene. I would agree with you there, but I also have this fear that if we keep shoving it into the future, we'll never be ready.
Well, yeah, that's always an issue, but yeah.
In terms of the number of days.
Just on that, that's it, Sebastian. We can always wait and wait for the next meeting, wait for the next one. We start to discuss, and I put this idea on the table before the Lisbon meeting. And the discussion was to see if we can do it in Los Angeles. It was too short. And we say, hey, why not in Paris? And now we say, in Cairo. And if we start to say it's too short to go to Cairo and to do it in Cairo, then it will be, I don't know, maybe...
My point is not... that's not my point. My point is that Cairo is too short. My point is I don't get a sense that there's enough content and enough... that there's enough meat developed for the summit to bring off anything exciting in 4 months.
But it's already written, proposed, voted by ALAC.
Yeah, I know that. I'm not trying to argue about that, Sebastian. I mean, I know your heart is deeply entwined with the whole summit thing. I was asked to make a comment. That's my comment, and I don't really have anything else to say.
No, thanks. I do think it's important that we are all continuing on the same page, but remembering that this is very much I'll use the term orientation, but I'm going to use it in inverted commas. It is a mechanism to ensure that we are getting ALSs, which after all is where the input we need to get into ICANN should be coming from, properly engaged, involved and oriented into what is ITAM and what indeed its remit and its activities are. So it's a little bit, I suppose, like a specialised version of the already existing fellowship program. Have I done that an injustice, Evan, please? I said you were next, but I couldn't resist taking my little comments there.
I don't know what to say. I mean, at this point, I think things are starting to go in circles. The issue was raised before about possibly cutting down the number of days. If I didn't realize, actually, that the plan was to have it 4 days on top of the regular ICANN meeting. Frankly, I didn't think that was necessary. If we overlap 2 days together with the normal amount of time that at-large was given at these meetings, frankly, 2 days plus the regular meeting time would be sufficient to me. I hadn't realized it had been extended. It would be up to the folks that are involved in the program group to say whether or not we absolutely need 4 days in addition to the ICANN meeting. Frankly, I don't think that would be necessary. If that's going to cut down the cost significantly, I don't have a problem with that.
I am sorry, but that's not the case.
Well,
you have to count. We can change the rules, but the current rules is that you count the day you leave and you arrive. That's the day, the full day. That's why it's 9 days. Now we can say that it's 8 days because the meeting of ICANN starts running on Friday. It's done today. We also can decide that we shorten, that the people must arrive late or whatever. But what is on the budget, what is the current situation for our transportation.
Thank you, Sebastian. If I may, I think what is important is for us to use language here that is giving the correct meaning to what the additional summit requirement funds are going to be. And that is ICANN meeting, whatever the ICANN meeting is, plus 2 days. So let's not talk 7, 9, 5, 4, 3 or 2. Just talk ICANN meeting, summit, plus 2 days. Now at the moment, ALAC activities and RALO activities take pretty close to plus 2 days onto the average ICANN meeting. What I certainly envisaged was the sacrifice of what is currently the at-large communities activities completely being sacrificed and being replaced by the higher, broad, much bigger, and hopefully much better once in very rare times and opportunities to get a total summit together. So it's still ICANN plus 2 days. At least that's where I was coming from. However many days that is, including travel or otherwise, I'm not so concerned about. It is ICANN plus 2 days.
Okay. Okay.
Can I ask a question? Whenever.
Please, go ahead, Nick. Go ahead.
For now. For the per-person figures, the sliding scale, what do you need from me? Because it's easy to derive the cost per person by dividing the total by the number of people. But what else would you like me to show?
Nick, could you indicate how much the staff has recommended for the at-large summit, understanding that out of the $1 million proposed in the formal budget, a certain portion of it will be going for community travel costs? How much are we looking at? What did you guys put in?
Well, what's in the spreadsheet is, I don't know what finance put into the budget proposal, because, of course, those things are combined. But I'm not quite sure what you're asking me to put forward, other than what I've shown.
But, Danny, the spreadsheet already has the current, in inverted commas, to the best of our knowledge, costs for the ALAC people, the RALO people, those who are already going, regardless of whether there's a summit or not.
I understand that, Cheryl, but I was looking at what represents the standalone figures, which are currently at, I believe, $590,000 on that spreadsheet.
that's if you, assuming that the FY07 travel is carried forward yet.
Correct. And there's also an assumption whether the $83 on the per diem is valid, since they just increased the Paris per diem up to $150.
Well, per diems are based on local figures.
Okay.
Yeah, Cairo's pretty cheap. I was there about a year ago. I mean, it's nothing like New York or Paris in terms of personal expenses.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough.
The per diem number is actually based on the same rate system, the Oconus rates, as the Paris is, just different for Paris.
All right, that being the case, the original 590 figure, based on 9 days, will obviously be coming down if we're looking at a seven-day situation. Perhaps you could reflect the seven-day situation is one of the options in your spreadsheet.
Yes, absolutely. I think we need to add that in. I think we need to make it clear that it's ICANN plus 2 days.
Okay, so you want me to turn it to 7 nights?
As an option. That's right.
Well, because what I would say is the spreadsheet's actually designed so that if you change the number of nights, it changes the cost of the hotel.
Yep. So. Yeah, I've been playing with it right in front of me, and if we change it to 7 nights on the hotel and 8 days on the per diems, it reduces cost by about $40,000. And, Nick, you were asking about the percentages. I would say you have to assume that all the ALAC regional chairs and secretariats are going to be there, but then do the 60 and 80% on the remaining ones that are coming from the region. The liaisons would have to remain the same as well.
And the final question I would ask to Nick, you posted the open list of questions. Will you be able to get back to us in short order with the responses you've received thus far?
I don't have any responses to those questions.
That'll be real easy to get back, won't it?
Yeah, I don't have any information on that.
All right, so that means that we have not resolved the issue of the determinative criteria which will be used to conclude which ALSs will and will not attend. We're basically in a holding pattern.
Well, until we get that survey, which is why we need it out immediately, because that is one of the criteria, shall we discuss the specifics of what other criteria now? Let's answer some of those questions.
Sebastian, I would be happy to discuss that, but I just want to be sure that we are not trying to put as much criteria as possible to have less participants, but to have the right participants.
Oh, yes, no, we don't. Yeah.
That's a good point, yes.
Yeah, very good point.
Good point.
While we're talking about alternate mechanisms for funding, and here we would definitely say not sponsorship, although that is how Vanda has termed it, I will read out her apology, please, and I'll forward it to you, Matthias, so it can become part of the record. My apology for tomorrow meeting. I am travelling, etc., etc., etc. We will skip. You don't need to hear the niceties. Let's get to the crux of it. Here we go. My personal view related to sponsorship of all ALSs, and that's where I think we need to make the rider. I believe she is looking at the true word meaning of sponsorship here, of all ALSs, is that we suggest people interested to apply for the fellowship program already opened. We could ask for a sponsorship for a limited number of persons, including the RALO members of each region, let's say 10 persons. Each region decides who they will take to Egypt. Of course, the event is open and anyone from any ALS will be welcome to attend, but we don't need to pay for it all. Do you need me to reread that for you to formulate a response and discuss that as if she was here? The proposal is that there is an application for the fellowship program already open, that we, whoever we is, ask for a limited number of persons, including the RALO members for each region, let's say 10 persons, to become part of that program. Each region decides who they will take to Egypt. Of course, the event is open, but anyone from any ALS will be welcome to attend, but we don't need to pay for it. Your responses to that?
Cheryl, I'm not sure I understand. The dollars are coming from the formal fellowship program or from elsewhere?
Well, this is Vanda's comment. I'm just aware that she is, of course, involved in the fellowship program as well.
Why are we talking about the fellowship program?
Because they pay for people to go to every meeting.
But that is not within the realm of what we're talking about. Why are we talking about something outside our scope? It's a diversion.
Because we had discussed on previous meetings that the funds already put aside for the Cairo Fellowship Program, we may be able to leverage to use to get some of our ALS members there under a fellowship program rule.
So this would reduce the number of people, of other people eligible to apply for the fellowship grants?
I think it's a bad idea to even muddy the waters with the two. I mean, we're asking for money for the summit. It should come from the summit. The fellowship is a different program with different purpose. It allows registrars and other people within the business community from lesser developed countries to be able to come to ICANN meetings. There's very little in common with the summit outside of the fact that people get subsidized for travel. And frankly, I fail to understand why there's a blurring of the line between them. The fact that there's two different groups that get subsidized for travel doesn't mean that there's automatically a link between them.
Other points? Anyone else? I didn't see anyone. Is anyone wanting to comment?
This is Danny, and I agree with Evan. The dollars for the fellowship program come out of the Global Partnerships budget. Last year, they pegged $308,000 for that. The current round picked 16 people for the upcoming session. I really don't think it's appropriate to be asking for, 10 out of 18 or whatever out of somebody else's budget.
Sure. Okay. Any other comments?
Sebastian, I think when you are looking for the overall budget, it was a proposal of Venda, and I think we can have a look on that. And if there are ALSs who can ask through this way to have to be subsidized for the CARO meeting, why we don't push them to do that? It's I guess as simple as that.
Okay. Do we feel that we've given this topic sufficient airing and that we can settle it now and take it off the discussion list? Nobody's
disagreeing? Specifically take what off the discussion list?
Well, the fact that somebody has, on a number of meetings, we've discussed whether or not there is any opportunity for some of the ALS members to become part of the fellowship meeting program and funding. The discussion here is saying, no, that's not the case, then that means this doesn't get raised again, unless you want to keep revisiting things every meeting.
I would agree with taking it off the board completely. I agree with Dan that, I hate to be robbing Peter to pay Paul.
Yep. That's all I wanted the meeting to make clear. So that is now no longer an issue for us to go back to. Nick, have you sent the questionnaire yet?
Yeah.
Okay.
The first one didn't work quite right, but...
Great, okay. Has anyone had a chance to have a look at that so we can get that questionnaire out, and while we're looking at that, discuss what other criteria is going to be set for minimum participation or qualification to the travel funded? Because I think that is the most important thing we have discussed yet.
Cheryl,
well,
this is Danny. If I could just
interject
with a question.
Please,
if I was part of an ALS that received a formal correspondence from the ALAC indicating that the ALAC will cover all summit costs, hotels, accommodations, per diem, etc., how many ALSs do you honestly think would not avail themselves of that opportunity? I mean, I'm hearing numbers, you know, 30% might not. It just doesn't seem realistic to me. I mean, if somebody's saying, you know, here's a $5,000 check, you know, attend, somebody within those organizations is going to take it upon themselves to say, yeah, I'll go.
I don't think so. I think that with the deafening silence we've got out of some of these ALSs, and I know a couple in Canada, that even with this, if we say, hey, you're going to have to answer this questionnaire and you're going to have to maybe do this or that, you know, little thing, if you, you know, make it not extremely difficult, but just, hey, you're going to have to spend maybe half an hour to an hour of your own time and thought to put into this, I think we'll continue to hear silence from some of them, from quite a few of them. But that's just my opinion.
Frederick, can I ask you to interject here if you're on the call as well as on Skype? If not, I'll type at him on Skype, because you're currently doing an ALS audit, are you not?
I think he's not on tonight.
Okay, because he's on Skype?
Yeah.
Okay. Nick, can you brief us on what Frederick is up to with the ALS audit?
Well, yeah, he's basically, I think you all will have seen the questions that that we've set up as for him to go out and ask the community about. And he's already beginning to receive some responses. And, you know, we it's very early to know what we're going to get from everybody. And, of course, some people will not answer until they actually get to Paris, the people who are coming to Paris. So,
although I thought it was requested to be returned by the end of this week.
It is.
Sorry, Danny. Will those metrics be available for us to work with, or are they strictly?
We certainly will. I mean, we just have to put, you know, we have to take the narrative responses and put them into some format that, you know.
Yep. Okay.
Usable.
Go ahead, Danny.
Yeah, I just wanted to confirm who's taking responsibility for making sure that the final summit proposal and budget get submitted on time.
ALAC chair, wouldn't it be?
Yes. It's the ALAC work. It's the ALAC responsibility.
The working group is what you're saying?
Because I'm simply aware of the 10 June date that Nick put forward and wanted to ask whether we're all comfortable with meeting that deadline.
Just in case anyone's wondering, I cannot move it back any later than that.
We don't have to. This is where the options and the sliding scale have to be finalized, agreed to, and then it goes forward. Sink or swim.
I've got something here, which I will send to you all right now.
Mm-hmm.
Nick, I'm just reading through what you've already sent, which is good. It still makes references to the Paris meeting, so obviously that'll have to change to Cairo.
Oh, God, is this still one of those left?
Yeah.
Sorry, I thought I got rid of all those, but...
Towards the bottom.
Well, there's one that's just about review of the survey being in Paris, but that would be fine. That's in the first part, so I think it's on the second page.
Yeah.
Question 14, participation of your ALS in Paris ICANN meeting. Subheading, will your ALS have a representative in the Paris ICANN meeting?
Yeah.
Yeah. We definitely need to fix that part.
A good one, and if we made it clear that, and it does ask questions about whether you're going to be sending a delegate to the whichever meeting, and then maybe make it very clear there that if you will be sending a delegate, you will be required to fill out two more questionnaires.
Simple as that. You know, or you know, whatever. I'm just suggesting two more. It's like whatever. Insert number here. Insert project here. You know, and say, you know, this will be required, or else you won't receive travel support.
I think Darlene, this is Gareth. I think Darlene is right. I think that's going to weed out some of the questionable ALSs that really aren't interested in what in ICANN and ready to contribute. Now, I understand, of course, and I Danny's correct. That if we just simply said, here's the money, come on and join us, without putting any onus on them to participate, sure, most of them would come, but. If we do what we're talking about doing, I think that will help to cut things down.
Yes, I'm fairly confident that the insert number and insert project will also work to do that, and I certainly support that proposal. Anybody else on the call wish to make a comment on that? Because that's actually an addition to the draft we're looking at.
Well, this is Evan, and at the last call, it was mentioned that one of the things that we were going to request of ALSs was that they at least come into the summit with some awareness of the issues going on. I had raised the idea of having some policy briefs. Everyone said it was a great idea. It was taken to ALEC. Everyone said it's a great idea. Ask for a show of hands of anybody that's going to write one word to help out, and not a peep from anybody. It's extremely disappointing to me that something that everybody sees as so necessary, so helpful, and in fact so necessary to a successful summit has received so absolutely little help in actually making it happen. To be honest with you, I'm stumped by the response or lack of response. If we want to have ALSs coming to the summit and we don't want to spend a whole lot of time bringing them up to speed on even the most basics of issues, giving them something to start with is such an important part of this. Finding out who's not even interested in learning about the basics is a really good criteria for finding out who shouldn't be at the summit in the first place. This is all an important part of this, and I really don't know what to say. If nobody here is interested in helping giving the information to the ALSs that they need and that we need back and the information we need back from them, it really doesn't say much about how we go forward.
Well, I hope you'll be saying exactly those things in the meeting of the RALO secretaries and executives in Paris, Evan.
Well, I'm saying it in this group because this is a group that really, you know, the summit's the first rationale for this to happen. This is the place this started.
I'd like to respond to Evan if I could. It's Gareth. Yeah, I hear you, Evan, and I have been looking at this, and there's an issue that I would like to contribute to. But to be very honest, and speaking personally, I think that I've been knowing that there are a lot of people in the ALEC or in the ICANN that know more about some of the issues than I do. I find it a little bit intimidating to try and put down some of the thoughts that I would have about some of these issues. However, maybe I should just forget about that and go for it.
I feel the same way, and Evan, not to belittle what you're saying at all, because you're right, it is extremely important, and we need to get this done. But also, staff did say that they'd have three or four of those briefings done prior to Paris, and I know staff is very, very busy now, Nick. So hopefully they'll have that. But also what we've got happening right now is the briefings that we've got happening, the actual briefings that you phone into, and there's a couple of those coming up, one on SASFLUX, one on something or other that I can't remember. And so that might be a good one to keep an eye on to see who all attends that and to see who's interested in it.
And Nick, you're next, but I think what's important following on and what Darlene has just said is that every time one of these things is done, it creates the content to be captured into a various form, including the template that Evan proposed, which we all definitely support. But it also needs to be captured so it's archived and able to be used and reused in the future. Nick, floor is yours.
Just so you know, the famous or infamous brief introductory articles, there are apparently four of those which are going to be ready to send to the translator very soon. I'm promised that I will see them, since I'm the one who has to send them to the translator, in good time to send them off by the 10th of June for the translation deadline for Paris. So,
can I make a suggestion?
However, I've predicted the arrival of these before, so I'm a little wary of predicting their arrival again. But it does actually sound like it really is close to me.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Sorry?
Go ahead.
Okay. As it turns out, the only person who's responded to me privately, eagerly awaiting the opportunity to fill in these policy briefs, has been Frederick. And
not exactly true, Evan. I volunteered to do the fast flux after the fast flux briefing.
Perfect example. Okay.
Well, anyway, if you remember, if any of you read what was intended for the content of the policy briefs, there's a certain extent of it that is intended to be factual, that is intended to be historical, that is intended to be very, very objective in its content. But, and this is where things sort of vary from what might just be a Wikipedia entry, there also needs to be an at-large point of view on this. This is what at-large has done. This is where opinions has been so far. This is the kind of thing we can't count on staff to do. This is the kind of thing that staff can start the ball rolling and fill in some of the chapters, but there's an important part of this, arguably the most important part of this, that starts off our policy discussions that we need to do. And, the offers of help from Frederick are fantastic, but I need, and especially from the policy group, because you guys are trying to define what's going to be the policies that are discussed at the summit. Well, let's get some initial documents out there that actually explain to the ALSs what this is all about, what we're going to ask them to come up with. Now, Nick, out of the documents that you're talking about, how accurate can you be on what stage they're at right now?
They're in the last stages of review.
By?
It depends on the subject, because they're reviewed by the subject specialist, so it depends on which one.
What are the subjects, Nick?
New GTLDs, domain tasting and domain monetization.
Is there a way to take the content from these and make them the beginning of some of the policy briefs?
Well, there would be nothing stopping you.
Okay. Can you possibly send that stuff to Frederick, and I'll work with him? Because he seems pretty eager about making the staff component of this happen.
Once I have him, yes.
Okay.
And again, this is where we have been in a holding pattern on a few of these. But if we ensure that with the phonic briefings and other briefings that are starting to go on as well, such as Danny obviously has already said, in terms of after the fast flux briefing, we use this information to populate these templates.
Okay. Well, this is going to be badly needed. The phone conversation that we're going to have on FastFlux is going to be helpful, but obviously it's not going to go to 100 ALSs. Obviously, it's not that phone call. Is that phone call going to be in real-time translation?
It's going to be recorded, but we didn't have any requests from people who needed Spanish and French.
Okay. See, we need to get to a situation where we can't wait for others to ask for it, because if we wait for them to ask for it, the request will never come. This is the stuff that we have to make available. We have to instruct it. We have to tell at large what's important.
But also, you have to engage across all the RALOs.
I take that as a given.
Well, that's where I'm saying exactly what you said here at this meeting. I hope you are also going to say when the RALOs are meeting together in Paris. Because it really is important. The whole theme should be focusing on how better to engage the ALSs and the RALOs in policy development processes.
We're in violent agreement. I'm just making the case here that since there is an absolute practical need regarding the summit of having educated ALSs as not simply a nice to have, but to put it into the realm of a must have in advance of the summit is why I'm stressing it here.
Sure, and in fact the purpose of the summit is solely to make the engagement of the ALSs more effective and better. We are at our time, having started at 7 minutes past the hour, so I really would like to get back from this meeting in closing. We will doodle our next meeting. No, we won't, because we'll be doing it face-to-face in Paris. Poor Cheryl. Obviously not ready to leave for Paris. She thought she could squeeze in another meeting between now and then. I will ask, however, if you want to squeeze one in, let us know and we'll put up a doodle page. But I really would like to get at this stage one, the beginning questionnaire, out. I do think what was suggested by Darlene with the locking in, that there is a number of phases, including future commitment to respond to future questionnaires, and indeed an amount of crawl criteria was going to be set, needs to be put into the bottom of that. What do you all think on that? So we can instruct them to put out a final and get it literally out into the real world as soon as possible.
Cheryl, this is Danny. Before we close, could I ask to receive at some point let's call it a calendar, so that we've got a sense of when certain things are going to be done. For example, right now I have no idea when you intend to schedule a call for papers or a call for workshop proposals or anything like that. And I know looking at the IGF schedule, for example, that their particular call for proposals went out 9 months ahead of the plenary session. And within 2 months' time, they got 104 workshop proposals. If we're going to move in some of those directions, obviously this could affect the logistics of what we're doing.
Sure.
I think it's only fair to get a sense of what gets done when.
Okay. Can I ask then that the content subcommittee specifically address that, and I would like to facilitate a meeting, a standalone meeting or a list activity of that subcommittee.
Right.
You tell me what suits and we will make the magic happen around it, but I think that's a very important point. For example, I know that the Ombudsman would be more than happy to make a small presentation on his aspects and interests, which could be very easily put in. So some of us are already making outreach on potential participation, but some ICANN people are already making inreach to say, if this is going to happen, would you like me to be part of it? And I think it's probably time that there was a formal and narrow focus on that, and let's have that ready to prepare to present for the PrepCom meeting in Paris. And obviously there will be remote participation for that, Danny, and we'll ensure that if that's distributed probably sometime in the week between the 18th and 19th, mid that week. Would that suit? Wolf?
Well, I will be in Paris at the 19th already. I'm still here available at the 18th.
Yeah, so if we could try and get something out of your inbox, out of your mail system to the list on or about the 17th, 18th, before you travel.
Right.
That means everybody is able to have that and have looked at that for their involvement in the PrepCon meeting on the 21st.
Okay.
Great. And, Wolf, if you just get back to me on how you want to get that as an outcome, because I think
yes,
it's very important. Thanks for that question, Danny. Any other final points before we agree to make those additions or not on the questionnaire that we have in front of us?
Actually, just one little final comment that I hadn't really thought about before when Danny was talking about, putting out calls for workshops and stuff like that. If we do get people that want to give workshops that aren't part of an ALS, that is going to increase our costs a bit, so just keep that on the radar.
Personally, I would prefer to have that kind of thing done internally when we can, so that we don't need to pay for outsiders to come in. And if somebody wants to, if somebody wants to give a presentation, they're welcome to do so and pay their own way.
I think we should be able to leverage off the resources that will be freely available to us at this stage, anyway.
Cheryl, the final question I would ask is, could we impose upon Nick to do a third resend of the list of open questions, since the last two have not generated any results?
We can but try. I'm sure Nick can push the resend or forward button.
Indeed.
Okay. All right, then. So we've got a an action item on the content sum group. We have a action item on the missing flyer subgroup, which I have put onto the Skype chat, but I am relatively concerned. Evan, that happened just before you you came in. We have both Rudy and Sylvia had offered to assist with the flyer. Danny has heard nothing from these people. I think it's in our best interest if something happens. So do you have any concept on drafting that might suffice as a beginning?
I'll pick up on, when I get back to my office, I'll pick up on what happened in the Skype conversations and perhaps engage by email.
That would be very good, because that has to get going. You know, we have a very short window of opportunity.
Okay. Is there going to be a public summit workshop at Paris as opposed to internal?
Yes, there is.
Okay.
And Nick was ensuring that was on the calendar.
Okay, so we haven't spent any time talking about who's presenting that and what's going to be presented there, or have we?
Well, we've got the PrepCom on the 21st, which is face-to-face in Paris.
Okay, so we'll deal with that then.
Absolutely.
All right.
All right. Thank you all very much for your efforts this morning, this evening, this afternoon, and I do really think that we have got to step out of this holding pattern and hit the ground running in Paris. If not, we will simply not get our outcome. The budget will be going in with all its sliding scales and scenario 1, 2s, and 3s on time. That is not negotiable. This working group wants to make any changes to it. It has to be made clear to me, because I will be doing it on behalf of this working group as chair of ALAC. But it is not my budget. It is yours. I am simply the vehicle. I'm going to give it my best shot. I expect you all to do the same. Thank you all.
All righty.
Great.
Okay.
Night, everyone.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Kara Sherman.
Left.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Left.
Danny.
Left.
Evan.
Left.
Nick.
Left.
Darlene.
Left.
Matthias.
Left.
Christian.
Left.
Adigo operator.
Left.